This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning, Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on! Oh, yes, welcome in. It is the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. Welcome in on this beautiful Thursday morning in the Bay Area. If you're just getting off a shift, for just getting on a shift, getting ready for school, work, whatever you're doing. Maybe you like to run. I don't know. You a runner? Like to go on the bike at 5 in the morning? You do you. Welcome in. Glad to have you. We got a lot to get to today on the show. A lot to get to. Warriors, they fall in the Valley of the Sun to the Phoenix Suns. 130-19. Stephen Curry, 50 burger, wasn't enough. Problems all around for this team. How do we fix them? That's what we're going to be asking today on the show. That's great. You can point out the problems, that's one thing. Being able to fix the problem, that's another. And that's what we're going to do. Diagnose and fix. Shout out the doctors. Shout out Doc Pandya, cleared to play. Dr. Feely. Diagnose the problem, and let's try to fix it here on the pregame show. And I'm going to need your help at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. What's the biggest concern for this Warriors team right now? And what's the solution? That's what I want to know. Because I'm trying to figure out how this team was in the finals and looking dominant defensively, and the sharpshooters were going, and how they won their fourth ring in the last decade to this. How do they go from that to this in such a short span? Because all last year we heard, and by the way, Klay Thompson, he struggled again. And I'm not going to here to crush on Klay the entire show. I think Klay's gotten enough. I want solutions. And clearly he's pressing. But I want to know how he went from guarding guys like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and being a key contributor in the finals, to a guy that Warriors fans are willing to just bench? I'm here in trade? How did that happen? I'm trying to figure it out. Because what we were told all last season, after they won the finals, hey, he's going to be stronger. He's going to be better than ever next year. Just wait. A year removed? I'm not seeing it. Did he come to camp out of shape? Is it injury related? Is it just he can't put the workload in the offseason like he used to? That could be it. And I know he sat down with Ramona Shelburne. We're going to get some of that audio for you today. And we'll hear from Kerr and Curry post-game last night as well. And again, if you want to get involved, it's 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. But he's not going to be the player he was in 2019, right? Prior to that injury, that Achilles injury. He's not going to be that guy. But we saw the guy just a few months ago who he could be. Not as good as the old Klay, but man, he was just a notch below on the defensive end, and he was hitting clutch shots. He's pressing right now. He's absolutely pressing. Is it as simple as putting him to the bench? I don't think so. I think the bench is the problem. I think the problem is Stephen Curry has to put up 40, 30, 50-point games every single night just to win. Or even to get close. This game wouldn't even been close if it wasn't for Steph. And I've heard that way too many times. And I'm starting to feel, and I know we don't like this name in the Bay, but those LeBron teams with the Cavs late, like, remember him? Remember what the LeBron had to do every night? Night in, night out. Hell, he had to do it last year at 38 years old. He almost led the league in scoring just to keep the team afloat. And then it all crashed, obviously, and burned. And now they're a dumpster fire. And I'm not saying the Warriors are going to be in that hell that the Lakers are in right now. But I want to maximize Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, the core. And Steve Kerr had some interesting comments to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN regarding the Warriors' core. The quote, this dropped, I want to say, during crosstalk of Willard and Dibbs and Steiny and Goo, and they had an interesting conversation about it. This was the quote from Steve Kerr to Ramona Shelburne. "We know this isn't going forever. This could be the last year. Maybe next year is the last year. We're in the final stages. We know that." That was Steve Kerr on the Warriors' core. When I heard that triggered in my mind anyways that this could be the last year that this team could win a title. Because, don't get it twisted, the core is the title contender. That's it. Once you move past this core, I'm sorry. These young guys, I don't see it. Klay, Steph, if you want to toss in Iguodala, that's fine. He doesn't really play, mentor, I guess. But Klay, Steph, and Draymond, that's the core. And maybe Steve's alluding to Draymond Green moving on and Iguodala. Maybe. But when I hear something like that, I get nervous. Sad. All the emotions going through you, right? And urgency needs to be at the priority for Bob Myers, Joe Lacob, Steve Kerr. Because you got to maximize what Stephen Curry's doing this season. It's special. He's the best player in the league right now. But the guys around him, they're not helping him. And the guy that has been helping him most of the season, Andrew Wiggins, he finally had an off night. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. He's been doing his part. He's been the second-best player all year. Clay, again, 19 points, pressing. I need some more from the other guys. Lamb, he showed some, 7 points, seven rebounds. DiVincenzo, I need more. Jamichael Green, why did we bring him here? Jordan Poole, 2 points? Are you kidding me? In 27 minutes, 2 points? It's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. And I know the negativity and the vibes have been down on this team. So we're going to point out the problems, what we've been doing. But what are the solutions? That's what I want to hear on the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni, and I want you to get involved at 888-957-9570 and on the Xfinity mobile text line at 888-957-9570. For the 510, with defense being a want-to stat and Draymond being the best at it, I think the guys don't want to play with Draymond. We need to make a change there. I heard a lot of that, saw a lot of that on social last night. Is this still punch-related? Are the vibes bad? I can't have that spreading into the entire defense of the team just because of Draymond. Yes, Draymond has been the emotional leader on the court in the past. But like you said, it's a want-to stat. And that falls on each individual player to get up for the game. If you can't get up night in and night out to play in the National Basketball Association, like, this is it. This is the cream of the crop. This isn't college anymore. This isn't the G League. This is it. I can't help you if you can't get motivated night in and night out. This is a defending championship team. So find a way. Got to find that motivation. I know what Steph Curry's motivation is. He wants to be the best when it's all said and done. That's his motivation. He plays for his teammates. Plays for his family. His coaches. I'm not seeing that spread to all these other guys on the floor. I'm not. And it's frustrating. I get it. Now, are some of the solutions X's and O's based? Is it as simple as a shakeup in the starting lineup? Is it the defense just getting it going and it's a slow start and they'll figure it out? Ron Adams, defensive guru, still with the squad. That's the guy you always look to, right? When times are tough. Can they get it turned around? Because I got a feeling this team's going to be hovering around 500, and you're going to be approaching the trade deadline sooner rather than later. And is there a move to be made to shake things up here? Does a move need to be made? 888-957-9570. What is that move? Is it as simple as a Jakob Poeltl, perhaps? Maybe simple is the wrong word, because that would be involved in getting rid of a guy like Wiseman, one of the young guys. Jay Crowder. Would the Suns even, you know, want to do that? Helping a potential playoff opponent and the defending champs. But Jay Crowder's a name. Is it thinking higher than that? Anthony Davis? Let me know at 888-957-9570. It's 888-957-9570. We're discussing problems, and we're providing solutions here on the pregame show. Try to do that every day in my normal life. I had a lot of problems yesterday, by the way, to peel behind the curtain. Nothing better than getting off a shift. You know, that's the perk of working this early, and all of you listening in, working the graveyard shifts, you know. Or even getting up this early, I should say. Not graveyard shifts, because I don't know how you guys sleep throughout the day. But we appreciate you. But working this early, get off around noon. It's like, oh, I got lunch set. Go home, hang out with my baby, my wife. Get in the car. Click. 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 Busted starter. That's nice. Got to hang out in the city for a couple more hours. Took Bart home. No delays, thankfully. Got one of the new trains. So that was nice. That'll cost me a little extra. Right before... I've got payday Wednesday next week, thankfully, so that'll help. But that's just how my day went yesterday. And it seems like that's what's going on with the Golden State Warriors. Their starters busted. Right? They can't get it going when they need to. Yeah, you had a nice win against the Spurs. That one was never really close. Everything was clicking from the three-point land. But right now, there's too many problems to count with one hand. Clay, Poole, the bench, defense. Like, keep going. Someone other than Steph scoring, for Christ's sake. Here's what Steph Curry had to say after the game.
Yeah, we need to figure out what it's going to take to win and what everybody needs to do differently, more consistently, the level of focus and intensity that will hopefully, you know, prove to show in wins, no matter what the stat sheet looks like, no matter how we get it done, because nobody likes this feeling at all. I mean, forget the road record. It's just you can't find a sustainable period of success where, you know, habits start to form and, you know, we're in a position where we're coming off the court feeling good about ourselves. You know, we're still searching and chasing a little bit.
They haven't won on the road, which is wild if you're a defending champion. And Kyle Madsen, producer extraordinaire Willard and Dibbs, also host of Overtime, the 49ers. Check him out. Does good things. But he mentioned a stat that no defending champ, or no team ever, rather, has started the season 0-7 on the road and won the title. Now, this Warriors team is different. I get it. They're experienced. This is one of the greatest teams of all time. Up there with the Bulls, the Lakers, the Celtics. Thank you, Sam. Shasky wants to know if I want something from a coffee. Some coffee. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you asking, as always. Very nice man. I will text it. But they haven't won on the road. And you know the only other team in the Western Conference other than the Warriors that have not won on the road this season? The Lakers. And they stink. They stink. And I don't think this Warriors team is that bad. I will say this, though. Something that does rival that Lakers team with this Warriors, the vibes. Not good. There is a pungent aura surrounding this team right now, a funk, if you will, that needs to be addressed. And it, whether that's through changing the lineups, adding a player, getting rid of a player, that remains to be seen. And Steve Kerr was talking about it last night after the game, and this was telling, I thought. He was talking about the commitment to each other.
Share the ball. If somebody's open, throw it to them. If somebody helps on a rotation, crack back and block out the big guy. If things aren't going well, somebody call the group into the foul line, get everybody together and motivate the group. All that stuff is missing right now. I saw a lot of hanging heads tonight. I think we're feeling sorry for ourselves, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us. So everyone can't wait to play us and kick our ass. We've had a lot of success and a lot of fun, a lot of joy. You know, beating people over the years, and teams don't forget that. So they're having their fun now, as they should. I've always felt the game rewards you if you commit to the game. If you really compete together, shots go in, calls go your way, breaks fall your way. And we're not earning any of that stuff. That's why we're winless on the road. It's a pickup game.
It's a pickup game. You saw that. You heard that. Saw it. Can see sound. Can hear colors. Shout out Bill Walton. But he's talking about it right there. The commitment to each other, night in and night out. Doing the little things. And teams are gunning for him every single time. They're the defending champions. They're the most dominant team in the last decade. People love to hate this team. They do. Outside of the Bay Area, the Warriors are enemy number one in the NBA. They just are. Which is funny because Steph is such a likable guy, right? But he has a little cockiness. gives a little shimmy to him. I'm sure even in the win, the Suns are like, this guy dropped 50. So yes, to Kerr's point, teams are enjoying this. And it's got to be frustrating. Just a few months removed from a championship. Steve Kerr was asked what he needs from the other guys in order to support Steph more.
It's not about stats. Steph could probably go score 75 if he wanted. I think that it's not about numbers. It's not about, well, Steph played well and nobody else did. It's about the team. It's about the commitment. I mean, what makes basketball special, what makes this team special over the years, the last decade, really, and our fans feel it. It's this combination of joy and competitive desire and unity and a purpose, and it's been beautiful to watch over the years, and beautiful to coach. But that's lacking right now. That's lacking, and that's what our staff has to figure out. That's what our players have to figure out. That's what we have to figure out together, and that's the plan.
The Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570, 415. This is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday at Houston is the biggest regular season game ever for this Big Three. Oh my God. Is that where we are? Playing Houston, the worst team in the league, they are awful. If they lose that game, there are problems, but to say it's the biggest regular season game for this Big Three, I think we're forgetting the record-breaking 73rd win a while back in 2016. That was kind of a big game. Kobe's last game in the NBA, too. RIP. He dropped 60. But again, Steve Kerr, talking about the other guys. And it's not about stats. It's not about getting yours. It's not about being selfish. It's about being a teammate. Doing what's best. Saw for a little bit last night. I like seeing DiVincenzo feeding my guy Looney. You know, keep running plays that are working. Force the team, force the other defense to stop you, and good things will happen. Steve Kerr, he was also talking about post-game, the team's struggle post-championship. And this answer was fascinating.
Be great if that stuff just carried over, but we're human beings and we're really complicated individually and collectively, and that's the beauty of basketball, is when it's right, it's right. You can feel it, and our fans have felt it many times over the last decade. I've felt it, you know, most of those years. It's a beautiful thing to watch, but it's complex. It's, you know, it's not as simple as, well, let's put these five guys on the floor. Every single player has a story, has a something that's going on in their life, and if the group finds a way to put all that stuff in the back seat and commit to just winning the game, a magic can happen, and that's what we're lacking. But I wish it were that easy just to turn the page and stay the same team, but it requires work.
Requires work. You heard it from head coach Steve Kerr there. And what he was saying, reading the tea leaves, not even reading the tea leaves, he just said it. People are going through some stuff on this team, and it's affecting the on-court play. It's affecting this team on the road, in the win and loss column. Warriors are 6-9. They are one of the worst teams in the Western Conference currently. If you're just going by record, they're the 12 seed right now. They're not good. They're tied with the Spurs. It's them and the Spurs, 12-13, and then it's the Lakers and Rockets. That's not a place where you want to be. And yes, again, it is early in the season. But if you're going to let this stuff linger, and we don't even have to say the players' names that's going through stuff personally. We know who they are on this team. We saw what happened before the season, which has lingered. We're seeing what's happening with certain players right now who are pressing. Steve Kerr doesn't give a rip about all that. He knows what it takes to be a champion. He's gone through punches, literally, from the greatest player of all time. He's been through the ups and downs, the injuries, all of that. He doesn't want the excuses. He wants the team to come together. Because basketball in its most purest form, as he's talking about, it's a team sport. And yeah, one guy can be the difference at times. But if you need to win a championship, synergy. You hear that word a lot, right? Shout out office meetings. A lot of synergy. You know? We're doing good things, and here's how we're going to get better. Need to have that office meeting. And do those really help? Nah, not really. I'm checked out half the time. Hope the bosses aren't listening. But you get what I'm saying, right? Synergy. The vibes. Maybe it is a simple off the court. Just getting a team meeting. Players only. Going out. Just forgetting basketball for a second. And try to mend some of these relationships. Try to get the mentals right. Maybe that's the solution. And we're talking problems and solutions here on the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. Got a lot to get to today. We'll hear more from Steph and Steve after the game. Kevon Looney even had some thoughts. Bonte and Shasky, they're coming up here top of the hour. They're fired up. I woke up to like 75 texts this morning, and I get up early. And I go to sleep early because I have to set my alarm at 3:50 in the morning. And I also am the one that puts the little guy down to sleep. So it was around 8:30 or so when I put him down. I was watching most of the game on my phone. And then, you know, turn the phone off, get into bed, pass out around 9:30 or so. Get up. And I'm in three different show chats. I'm still in the Steiny and Goose show chat. I'm not even on the show anymore. They just like me so much and my takes. You know, shout out Goo. Shout out Steiny. But all of them, every single one of those, something needs to happen. And we don't know what it is. And ladies and gentlemen, that's our job today on this show. Give me the solution. Text it in. Call me. 888-957-9570. What's the solution? We need it. I'm tired of the problems. Sick and tired of it. Because, trust me, parent of two, don't like complainers. Give me solutions. Can present the problem. We've done that. Yes, you can't win on the road. Road woes, bench woes, scoring. What's the solution? Let me know at 888-957-9570. Well, there's a solution to me jumping my car yesterday. Wasn't the battery. It was the actual starter. And I did have a guy come over. We tried everything. It was busted. It's an old car. Inherited it from the in-laws, the Mrs. grandparents, who rarely drove it. Low mileage. It's a great vehicle. Shout out Tauruses. Built Ford Tough. Yeah, I was a one. I can't do accents like that. Not very good. For the 510 Xfinity Mobile text line. Is Kurt talking about Clay? I think he's talking about the whole team. Really, other than Stephen Wiggins, probably. Maybe Looney. The vibes aren't good. A lot of feeling sorry for themselves on the court, frustration. And we don't know what's happening off the court, day to day with these guys. The camaraderie, is it there? Because that's what we saw in the past. And we saw one of the guys that was a part of it playing for the Suns last night, and D. Lee. Even a guy like that. He showed vibes on the bench. And is that where we are right now? I keep using the word vibes. But there's just I called it a pungent aura around this team. A funk. And it's tough to move past that. It is. From the 574. What the hell is that? 574 area code. Oh, shout out Indiana. This is Larry Bird texting in. The solution. Steph to take 100% of the shots moving forward. Steve Kerr mentioned that. Right? He talked about, hey, Steph can go for 75 every game if he wants. That's not going to help anything. So, Steph taking all the shots. Listen. They're not winning games like that. They're not. Steph's dropping 50 and they're not winning games. So it's a lot more complex than that. 888-957-9570. It's 888-957-9570. We're talking problems and solutions on the pregame show. What's the problem? And give me the solution. Don't just give me the problem. Give me the solution here on the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. We'll take a quick break and be right back right here on 95.7 The Game.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. Warriors fall to the Suns, 130-119. We're breaking it all down. We're talking problems and solutions. And as always, you can get involved at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity BOMO text line. Bonte and Chasky are right around the corner. They're about 27 minutes or so. They're fired up. I know that. Not going to want to miss this show. Bonte had a tease like 12 hours ago. He's like, I got something for you guys. Just wait. Oh, I don't know what it is. So good he's teasing it from his own show. Can't wait. So that'll be a lot of fun. Stephen Curry. Can we not take this guy for granted? My God. And that's what it feels like we're doing this season with these struggles. Can't get a win on the road. This guy's dropping 50. Feels like everything he does just works. It's like touches gold. Shout out Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. But Sam Lubman, he was in our show thread last night. Producer extraordinaire of the Morning Roast. Get after it. Garlic fries and baseball guys. Occasionally hear his voice. I mean, it was a cool point. He was like, you know what? For as good as Stephen Curry is at shooting the three-pointer, and he's the great...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just ever. It might be more fun watching him drive to the cup and finish. That's a great point. His dribble penetration is unbelievable. For a guy his size to constantly sneak in and just flick it off the backboard. It always goes in. It feels like that, doesn't it? It's impressive. And that's a part of his game that he has improved upon year in and year out. Hey, if my three's not going down, it's not my night, I'll drive to the cup. Get it that way. And he's got that skill set in his bag where not a lot of people do. You think Clay would like that right now? Some of those easier points? But few have it. And few are as gifted as Stephen Curry is. 50 points, 10th of his career. And I was looking, I was like, he's got to be one of the highest, right? So I was looking at most 50-point games of all time. And obviously, Wilt Chamberlain. 118. That is unreal. 118. Then you got the GOAT, Michael Jordan, 31. Kobe, 25. James Harden, 23. Then you got Rick Barry, tied for 6 with LeBron at 14. Elgin Baylor was at 5, by the way, at 17. Then you go Dame Lillard. He's at number 8 with 12 50 points. AI, Allen Iverson with 11. And then Stephen Curry and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's a fun guy to be tied with. They're both tied at number 10 with 10 50-point games. One more than Kevin Durant. Which is a guy and a name you're going to be hearing a lot today, I have a feeling. Maybe not. Just a name. Have you seen what the Brooklyn Nets have been doing? They stink. They may be trading some players soon. Kyrie, it looks like he might be being reinstated soon. So we'll see how that goes. But Kevin Durant's a name. And Warriors fans, you know him. That would be a solution if you are looking for one. Shasky just came in here and dropped off this coffee for me. Love that guy. Needed it. He just gave me a smile when I mentioned that name, Kevin Durant. That's all he did. It's coming in real quick.
Loyalty or cutthroat winner? What do you want to be?
I want to win. I want winners. Shout out Mike Singletary. He wasn't a winner, but you get what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to hijack your show.
No, it's fine. I want to win.
Like, I think I look at the San Francisco Giants.
We're not in
Giants.
The business of feelings here.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I look at the San Francisco Giants, and it's funny to me that there's a lot of overlapping fans, Giants and Warriors. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And they have crushed the Giants for hanging on to Crawford and Belt way too long. And I'm just using them as an example. And everyone has an attachment to Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. Guys, you know it deep down in your heart. Like, you know where this is going. It's either they go down a sinking ship and you get multiple years of looking like the Giants in 2018, 2019, and you're frustrated as hell, or they rip the Band-Aid off and they trade both of these guys immediately.
And Clay mentioned it in that article or wherever I read it. It was with the feature with Ramona Shelburne at ESPN. And he was like, I'm not going to be the guy I was prior to 2019. But I think what's so frustrating, we didn't expect that because he had two major injuries. We just saw him be a very good player in the finals, shutting down, not shutting down, but playing hell of a defense against Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, all these guys, elite players. Celtics, by the way, they're crushing it still. But where was that drop-off? Everyone told us, Shasky, the doctors, Doc Pondia was on here saying, hey, he's going to be even better next year because he's even more removed from that surgery, that recovery. Like, I don't see it.
I don't know.
Is it because he can't have the workload in the offseason like he's used to? Was he partying too much? I don't know. But
Spadoni.
It's Steve Kerr said at postgame. Sorry, Shasky. He said at postgame, the vibes just, they're not good right now. And, and he's like, you can talk about X's and O's all you want. You have to come in here wanting to win and wanting to improve. And he's not seeing that from his players. And that's concerning to me. That's clearly concerning.
Clearly the vibe's off. That's number one. Simultaneously, can you name a night where they were the hungrier, more athletic team at all this year?
They just shot. I said that, like, even the Spurs game, they just outshot them. Like, that was it. And the Spurs just didn't. They couldn't shoot with them. That was it, right?
I mean, it finally caught up to them. And look, no one is, like, diminishing their resumes and their accomplishments and what they did. The question is how loyal do you have to be? Clearly, they need to retool. This is not one. They're not a Jakob Poeltl piece away from fixing everything. All right?
Could be a Kevin Durant piece, though.
Oh, I would go do that deal yesterday.
Yes.
I would do that
yesterday. I don't know if the Nets do it. Kyrie's coming back, so we'll see what happens there. I'm not holding my breath with him and that team, but we'll see. They're dysfunctional with Ben Simmons, but that's a name. But you're right. If it's going to be a low level, like a Jay Crowder was I mentioned, or a Jakob Poeltl, that's not going to do anything for you.
Look, I know.
Just deodorant.
100%. I know that everybody wants to, oh, so-and-so's a lifer. Dude, Chris Mullin's one of my favorite players of all time.
He was a pacer.
Yes. Yes, and I welcomed him back with open arms.
Michael Jordan. He was a wizard for a year.
No one remembers. No one remembers. Yeah. You know, and like maybe one of those guys, Steph Curry, hopefully, can be a lifer guy. But like we kind of knew this was coming. And then the other thing is like sometimes it falls off a cliff. And that's where we're at right now. You know, and so I don't know, man. I think that they need major retooling. This is not one piece away. I think they look spiritually broken, which is what I said a couple weeks ago. Everyone crushed me for it. Joe, this is not a good basketball team.
They're not. They have the fourth worst record of the Western Conference ahead of teams like the Spurs, Lakers, and Rockets, who are all going to stink for the rest of the year. So they got to figure it out. Would a run, Shasky? This is a big if. Let's say they go on like they start tomorrow against the Knicks, right? Beat them, beat the Rockets. Go on a little 3 or 4 game winning streak. Get over 500. That going to change anything? What do you need to see you can't, like, at this point?
You tell me. Like, I watch this team every night, and it looks like the oxygen is sucked out of both. Draymond Green looked so disinterested yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's played pretty good, I guess, all year. They're not good enough. Like it's sometimes it's patently obvious. And to me it's super obvious that they just look clunky and disinterested and not on the same page.
That's what I need to see. I think that's to your point. I need to see rhythm and flow. I need to see synergy. I mentioned I was equating it to like an office meeting. Like you can make fun of them all you want, but a good office, like, and our crosstalk is a good example of it, right? We're all engaged.
Yes.
And it's engaging radio, and people are going to tune into that. The Warriors are not engaging right now.
Campaign.
Scampaign, as I call him.
Destroyed them.
He wasn't scam last night.
Bridges. Destroyed them.
Dude, he hit a three. Torrey? He hit a three and did a three-pointer in Clay's face when he was on the bench.
And then danced.
Dude, that was... Oof.
But that's... that again, like...
That's everyone, what these teams are going to do, by the way, because they hate the Warriors. Exactly. They are the most hated team in the NBA.
Torrey Craig was destroying the Warriors last night. Like, say it out loud. And here's the thing. People think that, like
a Kogi.
You bring... I know. He blocked Jermichael Green. Jermichael Green. I mean, he's not good enough for me to get angry. But here's the thing. Like, everyone could say, oh, their resume... Yes, we know their resumes. They're decorated. That's why we love them. It pains me. I am sad watching Klay Thompson. It does not bring me any joy to watch one of my favorite players of all time look completely washed.
No. And we all love Klay. That's what's so hard about this.
I shouldn't even use the W word. He's not. He could still get up and down the court.
Yeah, he's not washed.
Here's what I would say. It's obvious. Like, this whole thing, like he's mental and this. He's a 15 to 22 minute a night guy now.
It's It's not good. It's not good.
Can he still be a good player? Yeah. Yes. In spurts.
Yes.
In spurts. Yes. Like, no one's saying that his career is over. And this is a, but, like, the version that everyone thinks is just going to, like, flip the switch, it's not coming back. Draymond's another guy. He's a depreciating asset.
And what's more concerning, even with those guys, because they are just getting older. Excuse me. Jordan Poole? 5 shots? Are you kidding me? 2 points?
I don't know what's going on with him. The curious case of Jordan Poole.
It goes back to what happened before the season. I'm sorry. It's just hard not to look back at it. We're up against it. We've got to take a break here. Thank you, Joe, for chiming in. Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, they'll be with you at the top of the hour. About 17 more minutes. We got one more segment here for you before tossing it to them. 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570 if you want to get involved. Problems and solutions. We're talking to you here with the Golden State Warriors. This is the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni, little RHCP on a Thursday morning here in the Bay. We're just getting off a shift, getting on a shift. Walking around, doing your early morning walk or run. Be safe, first of all. It's dark out there. It's chilly. Wear the reflective stuff if you're near cars. Thanks for joining me. We've been talking problems and solutions, easy enough for me to say, with the Golden State Warriors after they lose to the Phoenix Suns 130-119 in Arizona. Tough night for anyone not named Stephen Curry, who dropped his 10th 50th point game. And man, they got problems. Steve Kerr was talking about it after the game. Steph was talking about it after the game. And we're talking solutions. It's easy enough to point at the problems. We can all see it. Scoring's been an issue other than Steph. Defense, lazy fouls, turnovers. Things that good Warriors teams in the past, with the turnovers that is, could get past because they played with joy, caring about one another. I'm not seeing that this year. A lot of shrugged shoulders, pointing the fingers, staring off into nothing. See a lot of that. So is it as easy as going to a nice little therapy session out with the group? Huh? Is that what it's going to take? A little kumbaya around the campfire? I just picture Steve Kerr inviting everyone out to a campfire, by the way. Go to like Lake Tahoe. Get a nice fire pit going. He pulls out the acoustic guitar. Little backwards hat, Steve. I could totally picture him doing that. I need to make a meme of that immediately after this show. 888-957-9570. It's 888-957-9570. If you want to get involved, Xfinity Mobile text line. What's the problem for you? What's the main problem? Is it the scoring? The secondary scoring? The bench? The defense? And what's the solution? Is it trading for someone? Let me know. 707 Xfinity Mobile text line. Bench the starters whose vibe is low. And players subs so they can get better. Not going to get better sitting on the bench and not believing in them. Okay. You better be prepared for the ramifications, though. Because if you bench one of the core three, there's no coming back from that. Unless it's due to injury, which we saw with Steph. But I don't think that's going to happen. Anthony Slater's talked about that this week. Our 95.7 The Game Insider covers the Warriors for The Athletic. They're not doing that. Now, Slater did talk about Klay pressing, which he again did last night. And here's what he had to say about it.
This is what happens when he's pressing. They went through this when he came back last season. Remember the first 15 or so games he was shooting like basically a shot per minute? It's all about getting, you know, shots within the flow of the offense. Sometimes that is the 18-footer. If it's the three, that's fine, but make sure, you know, generally catch and shoot within the flow of the offense. Don't like you said, go hunting. There's been a few where they kick it ahead to him in transition, and they're kicking it ahead to just kind of, you know, get flow going. And then he just pulls, like 20 on the shot clock. He's shooting a 30-footer. It's like, okay, you probably, you know, considering the percentage you're shooting right now, probably shouldn't take that. But, you know, he's trying to summon Game 6 Clay at all times, it seems, and it's kind of hard to break that out of him.
We don't need Game 6 Clay, too. That's the frustrating part. This is Game 15, whatever it is. Really, 6-9, Game 16 now. Tomorrow against the Knicks, which is not going to be an easy game, by the way. Knicks playing solid ball. I think they're, what, 8-7? So, Clay needs to stop pressing. And to Anthony's point, I saw it a little earlier last night, and Chasky sent in a text. He's like, listen, I like him doing a little pump fake from the three-point line, take a couple steps in, do a mid-range jumper. I like that he's trying to do that, at least. But as the game went on, the pressing continued, and it wasn't good. And Stephen Curry, who dropped a 50-burger on him, 10th in his career, he talked about holding Klay accountable post-game.
It's a tough balance of trusting him to do exactly what he is capable of doing, what we know he's capable of doing, you know, being himself in the sense of Klay Thompson shots have always been, you know, ones that you wouldn't tell anybody else to really take because of his skill set and the work that he puts in. And he's had, you know, slow starts before in seasons, but the biggest thing is, again, I tell JP this, tell Klay this, you know, I tell myself this, like, you have to let the game come to you. You know, especially when teams know if you start to get going, like, we're tough to beat, and they're probably going to have a heightened sense of awareness early in games, early in quarters when you're out there to try to take it away because they're afraid of what, you know, Pete Klay looks like. So just let the game come to you, you know, have some, you know, a little bit of patience and trust in how we play as a team and creating good shots. You know, his presence out there changes the game just, you know, with his 2 feet on the floor. You know, he requires a lot of attention no matter what the numbers look like. So it's going to come. Just trust it.
It's getting harder and harder to trust it as the losses pile up, as you go winless on the road. To Steph's point, it's tough. And letting the game come to him, I think, was the key statement in that response. That's the opposite of pressing, right? Is letting the game come to you. The flow of the offense. Move the ball around. Pass. That's what this Warriors dynasty was built on. Strength in numbers. Passing it around. The hot hand. Always feeding them. Right? So let's see that happen. And that takes trust in your teammates. And right now, I see a broken in a team that doesn't trust in one another. Steve Kerr talked about it. The collective struggle after a championship. It's tough. But once you get on that rhythm, once you get more fluid in that offense, things can start clicking again. And winning cures all. That's the saying, right? Winning cures all. Go on a run, you'll instantly and hopefully see the vibes return. You see smiles. You see high fives. You see all the good stuff. You see the bench getting hyped. That's what you want to see. And we're not seeing it right now. So letting the game come to you. Now, on the flip side, when I look at a player like Jordan Poole, who took 5 shots and was paid to be a scorer, I'm expecting more. Don't let the game come to you there, Jordan. You take it over. Put the ball in your hands and get it into the cup. I can't have 5 shots and 2 points. The 8 assists, yeah, that's nice. I'm not paying you to be the facilitator, though. Right? I'm not paying you for that much. If we just had a normal contributing Jordan Poole game, 18, 20 points, they probably win. They needed that secondary scorer last night when all season it's been Andrew Wiggins. He finally has an off night, only 14, and that's what happens. You need other guys to step up. Steph, he's going to be Steph. We know that. He is that good. He's the best player on the planet currently. Need 2 to 3 other contributors. And when Anthony Lamb is one of your more consistent players, and all due respect to Anthony Lamb, he's been a hell of a player for them this year. I'm not dogging him. But I need the best players night in and night out to be the stars. I need it to be Steph. I need it to be Draymond. I need it to be Wiggins, Clay, Jordan. I'm looking at all you guys. If two to three of you, and hopefully at least three of you, are contributing at a high level, I like my chances. I like my chances that night. But if I get what I got last night, which is this Steph, and then everyone else is meh, you're not going to win games. You're going to be 6-9 like you are right now. So solutions is the name of the game. A solution to the problem. And it's a big problem for the Warriors. A multitude. 510. Xfinity Mobile text line. All right, I'm in. Got to bench Clay. But not because he's missing shots. Because he's making bad decisions. Now that is something that is fixable. The bad decisions. It's a great point. Because we expect Clay to shoot. But when you have an open man next to you, a wide open Wiggins or a Poole, feed them. Hey, if you know your shot's not going and you're pressing and it's not going in, helping another teammate out who can get it going, that could do world. Do a wonder. Check that. For the team. And that goes back to being a good teammate. Synergy. Getting the rhythm going. Passing it. Pass, pass, pass. Steiny talks about it all the time. If a guy can pass, he wants him on his team. It's as simple as that. That's what he wants. Clay's not known for it. He's a splash brother for a reason. That's his nickname. Gets the ball in the cup. But again, it's what Stephen Curry said postgame. It's about letting the game come to him, not pressing. Can Clay do that? He's going to need to if the Warriors want to win a championship this year. He's going to need to start doing that. 310, Xfinity Mobile text line. The sixth man is a facilitator, which is not a strength. He needs to score, to your point. The sixth man, that's what it's there for. Need to score. Well, we scored a lot here on the pregame show. Yeah, that was kind of a weird transition. We'll work on it. Thank you all for joining me. We got the Morning Roast coming up next. Bonte and Shasky, they got a lot to get into. They're fired up. Can't wait to break it down. We're going to hear Bonte's tease payoff that he texted in the group chat last night. The 12.5-hour tease. I don't even know what it is. So tune in and find out next. This was the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.